On the Kim Gravel Show, we are always encouraging you to love who you are. Now, this episode today is sponsored by Dancing Like Nobody's Watching. Most of us don't have really good dance moves, but here's the thing. Who cares? I'm giving you permission to dance badly. If you're a grandma, dance it up. Dance with your kids. Dance with your mother. Dance with your cat. Dance with your husband and his weird friend, Dave. I don't know about that, but, you know, dance with a stranger. Dance with everybody. Love who you are and dance away. Even if it looks like one of those inflatable two men who are out in the front of the used car dealership, who cares? Dance like nobody's watching. We dance all the time. And you know, Zach can't dance. Just saying. No, Zach, that's not, no.
This is the Kim Gravel Show.
She's a real housewife, a business mogul, a mom, a wife.
I didn't want to be one of those kid stars who, you know, get broke when they get older.
Just spill a little tea. Let's just get to the gossip right up front.
I've had no scrubs stuck in my head for 25 years.
What?
How do you take action on your dreams and your goals?
A lot of us don't really know how to negotiate for ourselves.
You can't get to the good stuff unless you go through the hard stuff.
That is really the change of my life.
Okay, this is going to get a little risky. Welcome to the Kim Gravel Show. I am your host, Kim Gravel, and I have music royalty on the show today. Yep, sure do. But before we get to her, I need you to do me a personal favor, y'all, and send a link for this show to a friend who you think will like it. We all have a friend who could use a laugh every now and then and definitely use some encouragement today. So if you will share it, because y'all sharing is caring and it would mean the world to me. And thank you so much for your support. And just know that I love you so much. Our guest today is a Georgia peach. She's a Georgia girl. She's a Broadway producer, an actress, a Grammy winning singer and songwriter. Y'all, with over 65 million. 65 million records sold. She's a real housewife, a business mogul, a mom, a wife. Her brands range from beauty to fashion to restaurants. Y'all, let's welcome to Miss Georgia Peach herself, Candy Burris. Hey, girl.
Candy Burris.
Hey, who did the kids do that?
It wasn't me, girl. Play it again, Zach. Just
all
so
right,
she
I'll
can
play
get
it again.
Candy Burris.
Candy, I actually have a quick aside for you on that. So we have this wonderful woman named Roxy Reese who makes these for
us.
And we send her these every week. And when I told her you were on the show, her response was like,
out.
Oh my gosh, Candy Burris. Like, she's never responded to anyone before. And yeah, so she's a fan.
And let me tell you this, Candy. She's never performed quite that good in the entire time. Like, she's like, I'm auditioning. Candy Burris. Yeah.
Well, we know it wasn't you on that tape.
Honey, you know.
Okay.
You got to keep it real. 100. Now, I can always, I love you. What about you, Candy? You always keep it real. I mean, there's so much to talk to you about today. Where do we start, girl? Are you really leaving the Real Housewives of the ATL?
Yeah, I'm out of there.
All right. Just spill a little tea on why before we dig into your whole entire life. Like, let's just get to the gossip right up front. Why, girl?
It was just time. I did 14 seasons straight, right? And then I guess at the end of last season, you know, they were taking too long to figure out what they wanted to do, you know, as far as like who they were going to pick, who were they going to, you know, do whatever. And during that time, I started doing a lot of other things and I just started feeling like, you know what? I could just have a stress-free life.
Well, you got two babies, too.
Things.
Yeah. Well, you got three kids and two at the house.
Yeah. I have. I always count my bonus daughter. So four in total. Oh. But yeah, I got two little ones. One is finishing college right now. She's in New York. And my bonus baby. She's in New York as well. So I got two here in the house and two in New York.
And then a husband. So that makes five. So there
you go.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. But I've been enjoying my time. I feel like, yes, like Maxine Walter said, I'm reclaiming my time. I'm reclaiming my time.
I'm gonna reclaim my time too. That's my new phrase. This is for 2024. What's left of it? I'm reclaiming it. Are you gonna miss it? Do you think you're gonna miss it, girl?
You know, honestly, I think I probably will. The only reason why I say that right now, I'm feeling fine, but I talked to Cynthia Bailey and she was like, you know, it's going to kick in when the show is actually on the air. And then you know, you're going to be like, oh, wow, I'm not there with them anymore. And so she's like, that's when you will feel it. So I was like, okay, I'll probably feel it then.
Well, I'm hoping it might just be a nice little pause. So, you know, I know you because I've followed you throughout the years and you never say never. You're not a burner bridger person. So, you know.
No. I definitely left on a good note. Like, I have a great relationship with the network. I'm going to be doing other things with them. So it's not like a goodbye to Bravo completely. It's not a goodbye to NBC, whatever, completely, because we'll be doing other things together. But it's just a goodbye for RHOA for now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk about that before you go about what might be in the works with Bravo. But let me talk to you about something that I think is, I think people know you're a singer, you're a songwriter. I don't think they understand how many like hit songs you have written, my love. I mean,
thank you.
No Scrubs for TLC. Okay, mm-hmm. Bills, Bills, Bills with Destiny's Child. Lord, I put that on repeat. You wrote There You Go with Pink.
Yes.
For Pink. Mm-hmm. And then The Shape of You with Ed Sheeran. Candy, you're a prolific songwriter. Zach, I'm going to give you the floor right now because Zach is one of your biggest fans.
This is what I wrote in the notes to Kim. I've had No Scrubs stuck in my head for 25 years, Candy.
Correct.
Like, what?
Here's the thing. Like, I will be in the shower and just trying to be like, no, I don't want No Scrubs. Like, you don't want me singing. Like, we're going to cut that part out.
Let me just say, Zach, that is the most unlikely thing I've ever heard. No judgment. I'm just saying, can you see it though, Candy?
I'm clearly your target demo, Candy, but like, it's just like one of the catchiest songs ever written, honestly.
It's good. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And my kids listen to it now. My 3-year-old is like jamming to some like old, you know, like all those old songs. Oh,
it's
man.
So funny how, you know, that song has definitely been one that has played forever and ever and ever. And I'm thankful for it. Please don't know, like. Yes. Hey, it's the gift that keeps giving to me.
What do they call that, Candy? Passive income? Mailbox money?
For
mailbox
sure. money? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those girls is definitely mailbox money for me.
I love it. No, but
do you get your own song stuck in your head? Sorry, Kev. I have to ask this question.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Do you get your own
song
stuck in your head the way that like all the rest of us do?
No, not really. To be honest with you, I don't really listen to a lot of my own songs. Like, I really don't. I know it sounds crazy, but because, you know, I did it, it's not like I listen to it when it first comes out or whatever. And that's about it. Or like when I first create it, I play it out. Like a lot of times what I'm listening to are songs that I've written recently or something that hasn't even come out yet. You know what I mean?
But as a creative, Candy, because there's a lot of people, you know, who are watching that really admire your, you know, entrepreneurship. But for you creatively, how easy do these songs get written? Like, are they hard? Are they easy? Like, tell us a part of your creative process, like how you work, because everybody's so interested in how that process works.
Well, for me, like, say, for instance, I'm inspired by real life a lot of times. So a lot of songs come to me easily. No Scrubs was actually like a title. I had wrote that title down in my notepad. And I was like, that's a cute title. I'm going to write a song called No Scrubs one day. Because I used to keep like a notepad full of concepts and, you know, song titles that I thought were good. And I just whenever I got like a good track that I liked, I would just write it. And I remember riding down the highway with one of my homegirls one day. And I was listening to the track that Shakespeare gave me, and I just start freestyling. Scrub is a guy that thinks he's flying. I just start freestyling it because I was talking about this guy that I had dated before.
I was going to say, was it based on a true story?
Yeah. Okay. And she and I were laughing about the situation, so we were just riding down the highway, and I had just freestyled the song. So it just depends on the song. Some songs come so easy, and then there are others that I have to listen to the track over and over and over again to get inspired. And I'll just get in my car. And that's the best way for me. Like, if I'm riding in the car, I come up with great ideas.
Well, let's talk about the entrepreneurship, because I'm an entrepreneur like you, and it's hard, right? I mean, I enjoy it. I love working for myself, and I want to hear your take on it, because you've got Candy Coated. You've got the Candy Coated cosmetics now. You've got television shows you're producing. I mean, you're producing The Wiz on Broadway. I mean, my gosh, girl. So, like, the restaurants, you know, Old Lady Gang. Oh, Lord. Yes. Some collard greens. Woo! Talk to us about your, were you always an entrepreneur? Like, how do you approach this wide variety of businesses that you run? Because I love to see women become financially independent and entrepreneurial in hiring other women. I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, have you always wanted to do that, Candy?
Well, yes, but I feel like out of necessity, meaning, you know, I started my career when I was a teenager, right? So I never had a job prior to music. Okay. So I've never worked a regular job. And when our group blew up, I was only, I was 16 when we signed our deal. I was 17 when our first song, Just Kicking It, came out and it blew up. So for me, I didn't want to be one of those stories you hear about a kid who, kid stars who, you know, get broke when they get older. Like, I didn't want to be that story, you know? So I was always constantly trying to figure out, okay, how do I maintain my lifestyle? How do I do that? And all the books that I was reading, I started reading financial books at a younger age. And they would say, oh, you have to have multiple sources of income in order to be a millionaire, stay a millionaire. So that was like my push to say, OK, I need to be coming up with something. And then, you know, I wanted to have some businesses that had nothing to do with the music industry. So that's why, like, the first thing I did was, you know, partner up with a friend and do the clothing store.
Right.
And then then later on, the adult toys came along, and that was because I had a podcast before podcasts were popular, right? I was doing Candy Coated Nights on the internet before it was a thing, and I had a following for it, and all we talked about was sex and relationships. So that's how the idea for the adult toys came about, and it became a big thing, and I started having the consultants, bedroom candy consultants. So it's like thousands of people across the country who sell bedroom candy.
And I know, but Candy, that is fostering entrepreneurship in other women too. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, yes.
That's what I love about you. It's not just for you. It's for everyone. And you really give us that hope. You recently said on the Tamron Hall Show, girl, people talk about what they want to do and never put action behind it. That will never be me. Okay. So there's people sitting at home going, okay, she started this. Why is action so important? And how do you take action on your dreams and your goals, Candy?
Okay. So action is important because an idea that has no action behind it just never becomes anything. It's just an idea. And one of my cousins, my old brother-in-law at the time, he's no longer married to my sister, but at the time he was. He told me, he said, ideas just float around in the air. He said, and if you don't reach up and grab it, it's going to float past you and go to the next person. So how often do we have a great idea that we think about and we just never do it? And then like a couple of years later, we see somebody else do it and they blow up and they're successful. And we're like, man, I thought about that. You know what I mean? The difference in you and that other person is that other person put action behind it and start really putting the steps together to make it happen. You were just sitting there thinking about it, dreaming about it all day. So it's like, I always tell people, it's like, we can defeat ourselves before anybody else defeats us if we talk ourselves out of our own great ideas, right? Because most people do. We sit there, we say, oh, I want to do this, but it probably costs too much.
Right.
Why do we say it probably costs too much if we've never even checked to see how much it costs?
Let's go.
You know what I mean?
Let's go.
We never even baby steps. Like, people automatically think that they have to have the biggest version of whatever the idea is, when really you could start it off small and build your fan base or build your supporters, right? And then later it becomes big and, you know, all of that. But everybody always talks themselves out of the idea because they're just thinking they have to be so huge from day one.
Well, and that's not realistic. I mean, everybody always sees the... It's not. Even for you, Candy, even when you start something new, can you tell everybody it's still a journey? It's still a ladder climb? People think, oh, well, Candy can do it because she's got money and she's got this. But everything... No. Right. I mean, because now you're doing the Amazon Live thing, right? Where you're you basically have your own channel where you are selling, you are producing, you are, you know... how do you stay on that hustle, girl? How do you stay? You seem to be ahead of, like, head of social media, ahead of live selling. What keeps you ahead of the hustle?
It's funny. I just always think of myself like a student of the game. Mm. I never really look at myself as, you know, like I'm too big to learn something. You know, some people feel like, oh, I've done that already. You know, you get those people who feel like they've made it already, or they already, like, I know it's a constant grind to have longevity in any industry. Okay. So you have to constantly be learning and stuff. So, like, I'm always watching the newcomers. Like, I don't really care about the person who's doing it the biggest and the best. I always watch what the newcomers are doing, because my thing is, like, how did this person that we don't know have 1,000 people who really rock with them? So it's not really about the person who has like 1 million followers, and really half of those people aren't really following what they ain't really, they just watching them just to talk about them. But it's that person who has like a small group of people who really rock with them, who really show up for them. And you see them doing a lot of things locally, or, you know, on a level that's not necessarily huge, but their following really rocks with them. Those are the people I pay attention to, because I'm like, okay, well, what are they doing? What is the next thing? What is new? So I always try to see. And I believe in partnering, and I'm constantly supporting the new people that come along. And I'm learning from them as well. So whereas in their mind, they probably feel like, oh, Candy's helping me, I feel like they're also helping me, because it's like, in turn, their support means everything. Even if they only have 500 strong followers, their support means everything. You know what I mean?
Yes. You never take it for granted. You never take it for granted.
You can't. But you can't take anything for granted in this world. Because honestly, it's like, I would rather have, you know, 1,000 people that go hard for me like no other than to have like millions and millions of people that really just like waiting for me to fall off. You know what I mean?
Oof. And you know what, Candy, that is, to me, that's like my daddy used to always say, if you've got 5 good friends, you're lucky. I mean, you're lucky to have 1. If you got 2, you're blessed. 5 is a miracle. So I know it's a mindset of that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You want it deep, not wide. You want depth to your relationship. Now, you said the people who rock with you. Now, you, because we've seen you on Real Housewives, we follow you. We all up in your business.
Okay.
You partner with your husband just about on a lot of your endeavors, a lot of your projects.
Yes.
I mean, it's family oriented. I mean, you have that tight group. How did you build that tight community? How did you do that, Candy?
Well, as far as like with my husband, in meeting Todd, I respected the fact that he knew things that I didn't know business-wise.
He's talented. Right?
He's extremely talented. He's a producer before I even met him. You know, he's been a line producer. So the line producer deals with budgets and stuff like that.
Money. Yeah.
Don't understand. And with that, he was an asset in business. You know what I mean? Because he thinks outside the box. And as a producer of film and of television, he thinks, you know, he knows how to make big things happen, but within budget, you know, which is important. different.
Is he cheap?
He's extremely cheap. He's extremely, extremely.
Like, give us an example of cheap. Because you're not cheap. Now, you're frugal. You're not going to be, I mean, just from your persona now, I don't know. Maybe you go five deep in diamonds, but I'm just saying.
Okay, first of all, he's not cheap on me and like what he does for me as his wife.
Okay.
But anything business wise, he is very cheap. Like, he drives our team crazy because he's like, anytime they tell him, this person is going to charge it. Oh, no, you can get it for more than that. No. No, you need to check out. Go back and tell him that. He always, and then he'll have you go back and say some crazy number that you're almost embarrassed to say out loud. And then people be like, I don't want to do this. And he's like, come on, just go do it. But he's a master negotiator.
Right.
And one thing that I've learned in working with him is a lot of us don't really know how to negotiate for ourselves.
No.
Right?
I agree.
A lot of us don't.
Yeah.
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 We, somebody tells us a number and we like, okay, well, that's what it is. You know what I mean? But realistically, there's always room in that number. And that's why some people really know how to get things at, a lower cost or at a better budget than others, because they're not afraid to be like, I'm not paying that. This is what I'm going to give you for it. And then the other person is almost appalled, but they'll come back with a number and they end up going lower than they expected they would go. You know what I mean? And it's really interesting. People who are great negotiators, that is a skill.
But you know what, Candy, that's not just relevant to like business, but in relationships too, wouldn't you say? Like, mm-hmm. I know for me, I've been married 20 some years and it is always a negotiation. I mean, still to this day.
Yeah. I just made 10 years. So this is how I do it with my husband, because do tell. So he's a Leo. I'm a Taurus. We both have strong personalities.
I'm a Leo too.
Lord. So basically, I am decided that I pretty much allow most things him to have his way, unless it's something that I feel extremely strong about. Anything else is not worth arguing over. If it's something I feel strongly about, then I'll, pitch a fuss or whatever. But most of the time, I'm pretty laid back and I'm pretty easygoing. So I'm not going to really trip about something unless it's extremely important to me.
There's that negotiation. There is that compromise that we got to do. Like, tell me why your mother did not like Todd at first. Because was that for the TV or was that for real?
No, that was real. That's real. Okay, my mother is old school, right?
Yeah,
and unfortunately, with the old school women is all about money, finance, whatever.
What does he bring to the table?
Right. Now, realistically, my husband made good money, but in comparison to what I make, I make way more than him, right? Financially. In her mind, she would just want me to be with somebody who made way more money than me. Or somebody that she, in her mind, can calculate what they're making. So, no. Seriously. What I'm saying is...
No, I get it.
Old school women, they think, wait, what I mean, like our mother's generation,
Correct. They think, yes.
Okay, the fireman, he's got good benefits. He's got, great. He's making a good salary, a good career, right? I'm not saying they don't, but she doesn't know how to calculate what a television producer makes.
Correct.
You get what I'm saying? So most of the time they're contracted workers, whatever, but they could be making way more than the fireman or the person that she's thinking about. But in her mind, she doesn't know how to calculate that. So in her mind, he ain't got no money. You get what I'm saying?
I love it, Candy. But I will say, I totally understand what you're saying. And that's why I love your mother, because she doesn't hold back. She is old school. And you know what? I love how you, with the old lady gang, because that's your aunties and your mom, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The old lady gang.
I know, but let me just say, What an inspiration that was to watch that unfold on TV, because don't you think the generation, it's important. Like, you have daughters, mm-hmm. you know, I'm very close mm-hmm. to my mother, my sister, my grandmother. It's so important to see that played out. How do I put this, Candy? What have they done for you that makes you who you are today?
Oh, well, definitely. I feel like that's why I am so strong and so independent, because of my mother and the example that she set, you know, raising me as a single mom, you know what I mean? Her support has meant everything in my life and in my career. And my family support, because I had that type of family. Like, they, anytime I did anything, they all were there.
They
all showed up. The whole family showed up. That's why I always tell people all my events are lit. Okay. Because if enough than that, I know my family's going to be there and it's going to be a party. Okay. Like, everything I do, I always have had a whole bunch of people there, a whole bunch of crowd. But it's always been like that my whole life, because I have a big family. I have a lot of support. And my friends are supportive as well. But as far as, like, with my mom, a prime example I can give is to be a teenager and going after your dream of music in high school. And my mother to support that dream meant everything, because a lot of parents would not have allowed their kids to go off and, you know, do world tours and stuff as a kid who hasn't even graduated, because, you know, a lot of parents are like, oh, you need to wait till you graduate or wait till you finish college.
Yes.
Yeah. So for my mom to support me in my dream at such an early age, that is really the change of my life. That is that set me on the course to become who I am, you know?
Well, when we come back, we got to take a quick break. We're going to talk about the EGOT, your new goal. We're going to talk about Broadway. And I want you to speak to this when we get back, how you said art can heal and art can change you. Let's talk about it right after this. Skip the meal prep this summer with Factor's ready-to-eat meals and enjoy all these warmer and sunnier days, y'all. Head on over to factormeals.com/Kim50 and use code Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off of your next month while the subscription is active. I love my Factor meals, and I've started hiding them from my family because they love the weekly menu of 35 options and the more than 60 add-ons like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, even snacks and beverages. I'm telling you, they've got everything to help you feel good about what you're eating all day long. Y'all, they're delicious. They're high quality, chef prepared, absolutely never frozen, and they're on the table in less than 2 minutes. Factor meals eliminate all the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Y'all, I don't have time for all of that. All you do is simply heat it up and savor the good stuff. Head on over to factormeals.com/Kim50 and use code Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off of your next month. That's code Kim50 at factormeals.com/Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus an extra 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Hopefully you won't have to hide your Factor meals like I do, because they're that good. Maybe you will. I love recommending ZocDoc because they have solved an actual problem we all face. Tell me if you have ever had this experience like I have. You need to find a new doctor or specialist, but you have no idea where to look. So you just start asking around, hoping that your Aunt Sally's guy is as good as she thinks. ZocDoc solves that problem, y'all. It's a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book your appointment with them online. I use it and it's so easy. All you got to do is go to ZocDoc.com/Kim or download their free app and check it out for yourself. ZocDoc will show you top rated, patient reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for the ones that take your insurance. And I'm telling you, we all know that is a struggle. Who takes your insurance and where's a good doctor? ZocDoc has it all there for you. They have doctors located near you and treat basically any condition you're searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between, you know, just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. And you can even get same day appointments. So what are you waiting for? I use ZocDoc and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/Kim and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/Kim, ZocDoc.com/Kim, and take all the hassle of finding good doctors who take your insurance in a flash. We're back with Candy Burris. We have talked, I mean, Lord, you have dropped so many nuggets, girl. I mean, people probably got their pad out taking notes. Because this is the thing, you were talking about before the break, how your mother like supported you and encouraged you. Candy, what do you feel about young people chasing their dream? Because you said something that I thought, it just touched me. You said art can heal and art can change you. And I completely, I love AI, I love business, I love college, I love sports. Good Lord, I'm knee deep in sports with my teenage boys. But there's something about the arts that does heal and does change you. What did you mean by that? Because I think it's not talked about enough.
I definitely feel like art can heal and art can change you. I mean, for me, and I can't speak to everybody else, at the hardest time of my life, I lost my brother when I was going to the 10th grade. And that was when I was in my group, Escape. We didn't have a deal at the time. We were trying to get a deal. And I also was in the performing arts at my high school. And I remember that summer, I went to school the next day to the summer program after my brother passed. And people were like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I don't want to just be home and cry. I don't want to just sit here and cry all day. And so for me, I poured myself into my music. You know, all of my emotions, I really speak through my songs. And I think for a lot of people who are creative people, that's where we pour all of our feelings. Even when somebody is a painter or an artist, you can see the passion in their work, you know? And I just feel like for somebody who's, you know, taking that passion in, if they're taking in, you know how a certain song can get you through something? Yeah. Even if you aren't the one to write it, if you're listening to those words can really...
That's still art, yeah.
Yeah, it can help you to heal. So I do believe that.
Is that how you grieved? Is that how you mourned your brother's? I mean, because that 10th grade, gosh, how did your mother get the girl? Can you imagine burying a child?
Yeah, no, I can't. My mom still, deals with it till this day. Sure. You know, she has her moments, And I just feel like that was just the toughest thing for me personally to deal with, because my brother and I were really close. And, to just, I always felt like he was my guardian angel after that, because just all these great things that I couldn't even explain started happening in my life. Right. So I just I feel like I did get a guardian angel. But with that being said, I still had like a sadness as well. What I mean? Whereas, people couldn't see it because they're seeing us performing on stage. But every time I won an award or every time something great would happen, I used to be like, dang, I wish my brother was here to see this, And, so I just feel like, with anybody who's dealt with a loss, for somebody that's really, really close to you, it's tough, it lasts long. I wrote a song about it, actually. It's called Easier. And it's just saying, it gets easier without you. I don't feel right and I can't feel right, but it does get easier. Meaning, I'm not crying every day, but I still think about you every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The distance, from when it happened.
Yeah.
And, I think it comes through. And even the party songs, even the fun songs, it comes through because I will tell you, sometimes you can't get to the good stuff unless you go through the hard stuff. Right.
Oh, for sure. It's a learning experience. Like you have to have those moments in life that are really, really tough in order for you to have this huge breakthrough of, something wonderful. You know what I mean?
Well, and you're producing The Wiz on Broadway, which is, I can't wait to go see it because it's already out, right? It's already on Broadway, right?
Yes, it's on Broadway. We have it out opening night this week, but they've already been showing. Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Well, I'm going, so I'm gonna be getting my tickets. But
please,
the thing about it is that in the Wiz, it says everything you needed to succeed was already within you, right?
So yes.
How are you taking that message and making it relevant to a new audience? You know what I'm saying? Because there'll be so many people to see The Wiz that probably has never, seen the movie.
Yeah, right. Well, first of all, the show is phenomenal. I'm super excited about even being a part of it because The Wiz was like my favorite musical of all time.
So bringing
it back to Broadway is like, wow, what I will say is, it's a new message because our writer, Amber Ruffin, she did a revamp of the script and she made it up to date and current and hilarious. I mean, she's so funny. I mean, the script is just funnier than any other version of The Wiz that you've ever could have possibly seen. It's hilarious all the way through. And our cast is amazing. Like everybody it was like the best singer of all time. We put them in this show. You know what I mean? Wayne Brady is our Wiz.
Oh, I love Wayne.
Deborah Cox is Glinda, the Good Witch. We have a new young lady, Nichelle, who's our Dorothy, and her voice is phenomenal.
We got to go see it.
You have to see it.
I can't either because the story is fantastic and the meaning, and it really is true to who you are, right? Because you've always believed in yourself, and that's the key. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad it's funny because humor really gets the message across sometimes when nothing else will. You know what I mean?
I always say, like, I love to find the funny in everything.
Me too.
Like, really, you got to find the funny in everything. The worst situation, find the funny in it, and it helps you get through it.
Okay, you're also on a TV show. I mean, you've done so much, and if we can be here for 2 hours, so I don't want to keep you too much longer, but you're also in the TV show The Chi.
Yes.
What has that like been at? Like you're on reality, that's great, but what has it been like being an actress, on this? Is it different?
It is different. Well, doing scripted is totally different than being on a reality show, but I love it because I get to be a totally different person. Like, I should get to show different sides of me. So it's like if you're used to Candy with the country twang and Southern style, that is nothing like my character on The Chi. She's all about business. She's kind of like one of the villains on the show. You know what I mean? And I love
that's fine.
Yeah, I love playing that. And so it's really cool. But the season, we're on our sixth season. And it's coming back May 10th. So, yeah, it's on Showtime. I'm super excited about it.
Oh, I love it. You're so good
in
it.
It's a great season.
I mean, I was like, again, you're always not reinventing, but just leveling up. Okay? Leveling up.
Thank you.
Leveling up.
So, you're reinventing. I do believe it's reinventing yourself. Yeah, I do. I feel like it's important to consistently really reinvent yourself. Like, bring out something new, like constantly, because over the years, people feel like they already know you. You know what I mean? And so it's like when they find something new or something else that they can connect to, I think it just continues to make them love you or love things about you,
Well, and that's what I don't know if you intended this with your life or your career, Candy, but I definitely, the one like adjective I would use to describe you would be aspirational. I mean, looking at your life and how you operate in this world, coming from what you've come from. I mean, basically, you started from ground zero, right? You were just a young kid and had a dream. To me, to now be like going back on tour with Escape, where you started with the Queens of R&B. I mean, girl, that is going to be a lit tour. I mean, y'all not going to be able to get rid of the audience. They're going to stay all night.
But it'll be hit after hit after hit. I mean, it's going to be, okay, so SWV and Escape. We did the show on Bravo last year.
I watched.
Oh, it was crazy. But yeah, so we finally worked out our issues and we're coming together to do this show. And it's so dope because it's almost like when we did Versus on, remember when everybody was stuck in the house, they was watching Versus online. Right. And we did our verses together, and it was like they played a hit, we played a hit, and it goes back and forth. So that's how the show is going to be intertwined together. We're going to be, this is the only time people are going to be able to see us do this performance where all of our hits are intertwined. And so I love that. But then before we even come on stage, you're going to have 702 is performing.
Dang.
You know, Where My Girls At? They're playing that. You got Total. They're going to be performing their hits. You got to see Maya. She's performing her hits.
Oh, my gosh. So. She's back. Okay.
Yes. And she, I love her. She dances.
I do too.
She's so dope. So, yeah. So it's really cool to
it's girl
have
power.
All of us. It's girl power. It's for sure
girl power. And that's you, baby. Aspirational girl power all day long. Okay, before you go, I got to use this one quick thing. We do it with everybody that's on the show. It's called Rapid Fire. And I know you'll be fantastic, Candy, because everybody, when I say fat Rapid Fire, and they're like, well, no. Just first thing that comes up, comes out your mouth.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Here we go. Right. All right. Gird your loins, honey. We get a little frisky. Here we go.
Rapid Fire questions.
What historical figure do you wish you could perform with today?
Ooh.
I know, right? That's a good one.
Oh, that I wish I could perform with?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess everybody would love to perform like Michael Jackson.
Why not? Why not?
You're like, why
that
wouldn't
would be fantastic. Right. I mean, hello. Yeah, oh, my gosh. Did you ever
get, make people faint?
Did you ever get to meet him?
Once I remember our group, we performed at the Essence Awards, and he was like in the first couple of rows, and something happened with our music, so they had to stop it and start over, which made us extremely nervous. But we, you know, we started singing, and I remember he got up on his feet and he was doing this like while we were singing and singing along with us, and I was like, oh my God, Michael Jackson was singing with us. He knew our song.
So he was the king of pop. Now you're the queens of R&B. I mean, you know, it happens.
Hey, I love it.
Who or what is your creative muse?
Creative muse? Okay, I have to give it to her, but I would have to say Queen Latifah.
Okay.
I kind of mimicked my career behind her. When I was 19 years old, I saw her win the Sammy Davis Jr. Award at this award show. And it was because at the time she had a successful entertainment management company. She had a production company. She was acting in her own TV show, Living Single. Remember that? She was
I love Living Single.
She was also a music artist. So she had all of these things that she was doing at the same time that were all successful. And that's how she won the award. So I turned to my group member, Tiny. I said, I'm going to win that award one day. And the very next day I went home. And I called one of my friends. His name was Richard Wingo. We went to high school together. He was in a group called Jagged Edge, but they hadn't, you know, become Jagged Edge yet. I said, hey, you still in that group that you had? And he was like, yeah. I said, okay, come over to my house. I'm going to manage y'all. And so I got them their record deal. And they all went on to sell millions of records. But my point is, she jump-started the thing for me to say I'm going to do multiple things in this industry and have multiple successful things happening at the same time. And by watching her do it, it inspired me to do it. And even still to this day, like, I love what she's doing, you know, as an actress. And she went from
doing
a rapper.
Yeah.
She does jazz music. She does everything. Yeah. So, like, I will forever look up to her and her move. And then to be able to transition, because it's not always hard. If you start off as a rapper, it's not always easy to you transition into what she's done. You know what I mean? And so I feel the same way from being a girl that was in an R&B group, you know, to be able to take my life and to become so many other things in the entertainment business. It's not easy to do. So be inspired.
Well, that's why she was aspirational to you. You are the same with her. I'm telling you, that makes complete sense. Complete. Okay. Yeah. What song do you always sing to yourself in the shower? It doesn't have to be yours. Any song.
In the shower?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really be singing in the shower. I'm not one of those people. I know it sounds crazy. I'm not.
That's an answer. That is an answer.
Yeah. Really,
you're just shaving your legs. You ain't trying to sing. Okay, here we go.
I'm trying to get clean and get out of there.
Get in, get out. What is the moment when you felt you had made it?
Oh, the moment I felt the had made it? Okay, I think probably when our group, our song had just come out, and at first we heard it in the radio in New York. That was where we heard it first. We were all excited. But then on our flight, when we came right back home to Atlanta, and when we were in the car, made it back into the car in Atlanta, we were on the top 8 of 8. We were number one. And we were shocked. You know how the radio has its top 8 of 8? Well, I don't know. In Atlanta, they had the top 8 of 8 they will play.
Yeah.
And we were like screaming and hollering. We were so excited. Like, you know, we thought we made it. A child, we had made nothing yet, but to us, we had made it, you know? Like, whoa.
Listen, you have to start somewhere. Okay.
Right.
Okay, this is going to get a little risky, but I believe. What cast member will you miss the most from Real Housewives?
Oh, that's still there? I'll have to say Kenya.
Kenya. Okay.
Because, you know, she's still there. So, but I before that, I would have to say Cynthia. When she left, I really missed her.
Yeah. Who will you miss the least?
Most of them is gone. the ones I missed the least already left, child. They already gone. Well,
who was that?
We don't even need to say her name.
All right, got it. Fill in the blank yourself, people. Okay. Who is your celebrity crush?
I mean, Todd Tucker. My husband.
TNT, baby. TNT.
TNT.
That's a safe answer.
All right.
Who is the most like famous person you've met that you were shocked how amazing they were?
Oh.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder.
Ooh.
Stevie Wonder. He's like super funny. And he makes jokes all. Yes. He makes jokes all the time. Like really jokes that are kind of like about his vision. Like he'll be like, oh, I didn't see it. Like, you know, something like that. You feel almost bad laughing. You know what I mean?
No, but that's how he does it. Yeah, he just does that. Yeah.
He's hilarious. He's really nice. And he's a Taurus like me. So I remember one year, Todd, we had went out in L.A. and was celebrating my birthday. And the club that he had took me to was like a little lounge. And it just so happened that Stevie Wonder was there celebrating his birthday at the same time. And it was like playing and performing. And Todd was like, see, I had Stevie Wonder perform you.
He took complete credit.
That's a good producer. Really, that's called producing, really, Candy.
Right. It was really just a great coincidence, but it was great.
All right. What's one random thing about you that people don't know?
Random thing.
Just some kind of like, you know, do you like to sew or knit or, you know, like for me, I'm obsessed with flossing. Like I love to floss my teeth.
You're obsessed with flossing?
Uh-huh. That's weird and random.
That's a weird
reaction.
I'm trying to keep my teeth, people. I'm trying to keep them.
I would say I'm kind of juggy. I hate
junkie?
That about
okay,
myself.
What does that mean? What does that mean, junkie?
Meaning, like my room looks
Lord.
Like a hurricane hit right now. Like, I really need help. Like,
organization.
I need somebody. What? My organization skills are terrible.
Okay.
I need help.
You need help. Because every time we saw your bedroom or your house on the TV show, it was pristine.
Of course. Because on TV, you got somebody. I'm like, okay, somebody got to come over here and clean this up.
Okay. Play $7,000. Somebody come organize. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
What is your favorite junk food?
I love junk food, so it's hard to narrow it down.
Just give me three. Give me top three.
I love those little brownie bites, that are in the store.
Jesus,
I love brownie bites. I love Oreos.
Yes.
And
Doritos.
No, I'm more of a Pringles type of girl.
Oh, I love the Pringles.
Mm-hmm.
Plain.
I like plain or like the sour cream or salt and vinegar.
Oh, salt and vinegar rock with a turkey sandwich. I'm starving. Ooh. Here we go. Yeah. Last question. What do you hope, what your legacy to be? When people say Candy Burris, what do you hope they say next to that name?
I hope they say I open the doors for a lot of people.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about. That's who you are. I'm telling you, Candy, as an outsider looking in, that is what you give off, babe.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right. And
that
Candy,
is my goal.
That you're doing it. You don't even have to be a goal. It's done. Okay. It's done. All right. Every week, Candy, we ask our audience to answer a rapid fire question. I'm going to ask you this question too. But I want our listeners to answer this question in the comments, or you can go to KimGravelShow.com and send me a message with your answer. And while you're there, make sure you subscribe to the mailing list, because I've got bonus segments for just the mailing list subscribers only. And this week I have a voicemail from a Texan named Sherry. So go to KimGravelShow.com and sign up. Okay. So here's the audience question. I want Candy to answer it, and then I want you to go and answer it as well. What is one thing your mom or grandmother could cook better than anyone else on the planet? What's your answer?
Well, my grandma can cook everything. So both of my grandmothers could really cook, okay? But my mom... What was my favorite thing? Pork chops. Oh, her pork
Come
chops
on.
Were bomb.
How was she cooking? Were they thin or thick? Bone
I
in,
like
bone
the
out?
Thin, I like the
Me
thin
too.
Fried ones.
Like the wafer ones?
Yeah.
So she just like coat them and then to fry them. Just
and
quick
the homemade
fry.
Mashed potatoes. Yeah. She my mother can cook really good. Right now, she has this bomb chocolate cake that she makes from scratch. And her better than sex cake. I got that hands down. Her better than
that?
Sex cake. It's like
we need
cake.
That recipe.
It's some cream. Sometimes she put coconut. I don't like coconut, so she don't put it on there for me. But nuts, and then it's like some cream and strawberries. It's
Come on,
so good, and it's like moist. It's so good.
I was like, so, Candy's sitting there eating it in her mind right now as she's telling us. All right, y'all. Thank you, Candy, for coming on. And you can follow Candy Burris across all social media. It's just one name, @Candy. Y'all, Candy has almost 11 million Instagram followers. So follow her and make it 12 million and see what all the fuss is about. Check her out on the Candy Shop on Amazon Live and go see The Wiz on Broadway. Tickets are available now. And the new episodes of The Chi are on Paramount Plus starting May 10th. Get your tickets to Escape's massive U.S. tour. It's called The Queens of R&B tour. I know I'll be there. Candy, I love you, and thanks for being here, babe.
Love you too. Thanks for having me.
Be blessed, sis. I'll see you on tour. Hey, y'all. This is Kim here, and you are part of the bonus. What are we calling it, Zach?
You're a newsletter subscriber, so you get these bonus segments.
That's right. That's exactly what he said. Thank you. And let everybody know. Tell everybody else to subscribe too. Zach, do we need to do that over?
This is the behind-the-scenes stuff. If you're a newsletter subscriber, you get to see Kim flub the lines.
I don't even have lines. There's no lines. I'm just making it up. And when you subscribe, you get extra stuff, and you get to see me act a fool. The Kim Gravel Show is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Our associate producer is Kathleen Grant from the Burnett Exec. Production help from Emily Breeden and Sarah Noto. Our cover art is designed by Sanaz Huber at Mammarian Creative. Our show is edited by Mike Kligerman. Our guest intros are performed by Roxy Reese. Our guest booking is done by Central Talent Booking. And I want to give a special thank you to the entire team at QVC Plus. And thanks to you for making this community so strong. Listen, tell somebody about the show and leave us a 5-star review and make sure you're following The Kim Gravel Show on your podcast app so we can keep growing this love who you are message together. I can't do this without you, so thank you so much for listening. And y'all, I love you with everything I got.